This is GQDN for Monday, January 19th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. All you supporters out there, we thank you. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a rumor about a AAA game. And some people got surprised too. Power World's got some news, and so does Nintendo. But we begin today with, well, really Rockstar North, the GTA 6 developer. Because there was a fire at the studios, and the crews rushed over there because of an explosion via IGN.com. And there was some structural damage after a boiler explosion. Now, there were some vehicles that were mobilized to attend the Rockstar North building in Edinburgh at 5.02 a.m. local time, which is just after midnight for Eastern time. And that followed an incident from the local news outlet, Edinburgh Live, that did say that there was an explosion in the boiler room. Now, the crews that were over there was talking to the Scottish newspaper, The Herald, and they said, quote, "We were alerted at 5.02 a.m. Monday, January 19th, to attend an incident on Holyrood Road, Edinburgh. Operations Control mobilized 3 fire appliances and specialist resources to the scene, where firefighters worked to secure structural damage at a commercial building. There were no reported casualties, and crews left the scene at 9:21 a.m. Now, since then, Rockstar got a hold of IGN, and they said that the studio is still open, and was open today, after the emergency services. So, a spokesperson talked to IGN in a statement, quote, "Early Monday morning, there was a malfunction in one of the heating boilers at Rockstar North. Any thanks to those that reached out with concern, and also the police and fire crews who were on the scene to assess the situation. Please know that everyone is well, and our studios remains open and operational," end quote. So it's good to see that nobody got hurt. Unless their feelings, back to IGN, because Nintendo's not happy, again. And this time it's Sega's fault, because it is the game called the Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, and they were looking at the feet of both characters. Now this came to light with an interview with the Sega veteran, Hiroshi Hizugawa, who worked on the Nintendo Wii and Nintendo DS for the Beijing 2008 Olympic Games on the Nintendo DS and Nintendo Wii. So here's what he said, quote, "There was one funny story. There was an artwork of Mario and Sonic, and you know, the characters standing on the field, and those artworks were used to package the instruction manual cover and the cartridge label and things like that. There was one small error, and Sonic's foot was in front of Mario's foot, and Nintendo demanded us to change the priority," end quote. So Sega agreed to the change, and Hizugawa did say that the developers made that change for Nintendo. For the quote, "We were like, oh my god, we have to change it or there will be no deal," end quote. Now, we do know that Nintendo has been a stickler for the characters appearing as what they wanted to have, and that would include sending notes to Disney to describe how Bowser should hold his teacup during a cameo in Wreck-It Ralph. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games was a smash hit for Sega, and that did happen. Now also, Bungie has confirmed that Marathon will be released in March. GamesRadar did say that, and that's after there were some rumors, as well you may know, that Bungie could release Marathon in March. And in fact, it will be releasing on March 5th. And you can see the trailer on YouTube just to confirm it. Because there wasn't just a trailer to reveal the name, to reveal what was going on with Marathon, because people earlier this morning was taking a look at the Xbox forum, and they were saying that the game could come out soon. So fans started posting where they could see the video. And once these things did show up, the trailer went away again. But with everything that was going on and a lot of people talking about it, they said the heck with it and gave the release date. When is the Xbox Developer Direct again? I'm just saying. Maybe I'm wrong, okay? But guess who is coming to version 1.0? Power World is having their early access second anniversary, and they released a video that teased some new pals. So in the video, the head of publishing and communications, Bucky, and CEO, Takuro Mizobi, did thank the fans. And they showed a showcase with the exclusive development of materials, including new pals that will debut in version 1.0, including some artwork, which looks good. The full release will be happening this year, sometime. On the art creators, developers, well, they wanted to escalate the PvE version with some major arcs, but they're thinking about the servers. Via GamingBolt.com, that's what they're doing, because they know that it's a blend of PvP and PvE, thanks to the action of the players. And the challenges were offered by Eponus arcs. So, the design lead, Virgil Watkins, talked to GamesRadar, and they did reveal that Embark Studios had ambitions to make the PvE side even more challenging. And he did say that the Arc Raiders right now is a six-legged boss fight known as the Queen. That's one of the bigger challenges. But they're looking into the future. And Watkins did acknowledge that the studio couldn't introduce some design reboot again. So they're going to figure out how it can escalate the experience for the players. So in its current state, players will get too good at killing queens and matriarchates, including removing any sense of danger that these arcs might pose. Here's what he said. Quote, I think we're pretty happy with what they are now, but I don't think we can subsist forever on that. I think eventually, if we introduce yet another six-legged giant spidery robot, of it's like, okay, we got it. So yeah, I think it's looking toward where we take those types of experiences in the future to something else or something additional, seeing how we can escalate the experience for the players on the PvE side, especially because we've seen as players get more advanced with the game, more sophisticated in their approach, or they just understand how they play better. The current set of drones becomes much less of a threat to them. They figured out how to attack the patterns and how to avoid them, how to deal with them quickly, the things like. So I think continuing to escalate that is where we are looking at growing next, end quote. Now they did say that the servers were also a challenge because they don't want to blow up the server. And the Arc Raiders on PC, well, they're available on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. Right now they sold more than 12.4 million copies. And you know that Arc Raiders is part of some esports. So we're going to the esports corner. And according to Esports Insider, the Esports World Cup is adding Trackmania to the 2026 lineup. And that'll be the final title for the 2026 event. So in addition to the tournaments that are taking place in multi-esports event, in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, it is Riyadh season. The Esports World Cup Foundation has secured a multi-year deal with Ubisoft Nadeo. And Trackmania, which was announced today, will debut as the EWC features 32 players, and they'll be competing for a $500,000 prize pool. And ahead of the main event, players can compete in an open game qualifier in the title's in-game system. Additional details surrounding the in-game qualifier will be revealed next week. Now, Trackmania's inclusion for the EWC lineup will be the sole racing game featured at the multi-title event. Fabian Sherman, the games or chief games officer of the Esports World Cup Foundation, did say, quote, Trackmania has always been one of the gaming's purest level playing fields. Same cars, same track, no RNG. It's all about precision, memory, and nerve. Together with Ubisoft NATO, we will connect players from grassroots to pros to a world final and turn the invisible drama to, or of splits and ghost replays and an experience anyone can feel. This is Trackmania stepping into the pinnacle of esports. So, here's all the games in the Esports World Cup. Apex Legends, Call of Duty Black Ops 7, Call of Duty Warzone, Chess, Counter-Strike 2, Crossfire, Dota 2, Esports FC 26, Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves, Fortnite, Free Fire, Honor of Kings, League of Legends, Mobile Legends Bang Bang, Overwatch 2, PUBG Battlegrounds, PUBG Mobile, Rocket League, Street Fighter 6, Tekken 8, Rainbow Six Siege X, Team Flight Tactics, Trackmania, and Valorant. No rumors there, but this one is. Yeah, we're going to Rumorville to start out the good part, because Star Wars Jedi Survivor sequel might come out this year. VidaGamingBolt.com. The publisher EA and Respawn Entertainment, that's the developer, has been very quiet about the Star Wars Jedi series since 2023's release of Star Wars Jedi Survivor. But there are new rumors that the company is getting ready to showcase its successor this year. So in a recent episode of the Kinda Funny Gamecast, where the hosts were talking about some of the best upcoming titles, Tim Giddies mentioned a new Star Wars Jedi game being in the mix. Here's what he said, quote, "I was thinking about this earlier when I was trying to come up with a game that wouldn't make this list. And I was thinking about how received the last one was. But the Jedi Survivor sequel, I think, has a solid chance of coming out this year. I don't think it's a slam dunk. I can see the game being announced in May and coming out in September." End quote. Well, he did say that he heard some things. So, could it come out? It could. And if you got an Xbox, you might have got a gift card. Because some of the Xbox users via purexbox.com were surprised because they got some free gift cards over the weekend. So when the countdown sale began on December 18th, a lot of people at EA Sports and or a 2K Sports titles that result in players receiving a $5 Xbox gift card and some in-game credit. Notifications went out this past weekend saying that the Xbox owners, they could redeem this credit, and the writer of purexbox.com did show theirs. So if you want to know how to get the gift card on the console, first go to the Microsoft Store app, then you navigate your bar to the left, you scroll up to your profile, look at offers and credits button and hit that one, and then you see if you have any active offers. Oh, if you got Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, according to purexbox.com, you're going to get 60 FPS now on January 21st. In fact, Far Cry game on X did say, "Explosions are louder, probably. Lasers are smoother. Neon levels remain unsafe." Blood Dragon is coming on January 21st at 60 FPS on current gen consoles. Wednesday, January 21st. 2 days from now. Yep, going to 60 FPS. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.